Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today we're going to be, we're just going to be, holy jeez, so much stuff. Like I said, it's one of these things, it's either feast or famine when it comes to podcasting. Sometimes you're looking high and low to find, you know, good content and material, and sometimes it just flows like a river. And in the last couple of days, there's been some eye-opening events, especially to me. The one thing that, you know, I found out was we have a Chinese military in an island, on one of the islands. And so when we're looking at off the West Coast, I think it's, what was the name of the thing again? No, I'll find it. See if I got it here. Oh, yeah, Salt Spring Island. Apparently, it's been occupied by China. Got military soldiers running up and down there. They own the territory. And I was called a couple weeks ago in regard to Chinese, Russian, and American presence in Canada. Well, American presence have always been in Canada. That's nothing new. I mean, they own the country. And the monarchies own the U.S. So basically, it's all one big, you know, commonwealth. However way you want to cut it. But anyhow, Chinese occupation, and then we got Tam Tam the Scam telling everybody how to conduct their lives in Canada. Let me inform all of you on some little tidbit here. There is absolutely no facts, no truth, nothing to back up the coronavirus that we have seen displayed. In fact, there is nothing going on in Canada at all, other than some kind of food that's been released that has killed approximately 5,000 people in the whole country. That's it, 5,000. And doctors like Kaufman and other virologists and geneticists across the planet are saying the same thing that I said from the word get-go, that this was fake, fraud, and there was nothing here at all. And the masks are indeed causing a lot of you, not just health issues, mental issues. Anyway, the Chinese are there. Why are the Chinese there with their military practicing drills? What did they intend to do? See, these are things that make me go, And where is our wonderful Prime Minister and the Parliament in all of this? Have they been paid to look the other way? This is something that I think we need to really examine in this country. Now, there's a lot of Americans that are listening to what I'm saying as well, and a lot of Europeans, and I think you need to look in your own backyard. If I recall, there were Chinese military along the Mexican border. Now, whether or not that's still true, I do not know. I have had a chance to really go looking into that, but we are having problems here because this whole nonsense is about designing us to become like the Chinese. This is what this is all about. This is basically a training exercise, social engineering, to get people to act like Chinamen. We are not Chinese. We're Canadian. We have rights and freedoms that we live by, believe in, and live accordingly to. But in this event, Canadians have put their rights down for no reason whatsoever, are complying with this bullshit on levels that is just unimaginable on anybody who has any measure of intellect to grasp here. And we are going to lose this country. This country is on its way out the door. Friends of mine were telling me about, I got this wrong, hard states, I think it's called hard states, where we have four areas in Canada right now that are enacting communist or totalitarian rules of engagement in those areas, Edmonton being one, Calgary, Quebec, and there was another one, I keep forgetting the fourth one. This is going on in Canada. They are using these as prototypes to see about turning people into not just socialists, into a totalitarian system. You are not going to have any rights. Why do you think you're wearing a mask? Do you think you're wearing a mask because you're being protected? Mask doesn't do jack shit. Nothing. It doesn't stop nothing. It won't stop a virus, that's for bloody sure. That mask is a muzzle. They put a diaper on your face to shut you up. In other words, they took away your rights of free speech. This is what they did here with this. This is all symbolic, again, in the training exercise, that, again, you have been denied rights of free speech because you shut up and didn't open your mouth. Now, there have been fines going on in Canada as well, and people have challenged those fines, and they got thrown out the door. The reason why they got thrown out the door, because they're all illegal. All this bullshit that Alberta's putting out there, $10,000 fine, $200, that's all bullshit. It's illegal. They can't do it. They can't enforce it even. They're breaking the law. And you know what? The reason why they're doing it is to see how much more dumb the general population is. These fines that they're putting out there are completely illegal. In fact, the stores and the government is breaking the law by not giving you the full scope of the mandate. The mandate states that, yeah, you wear a mask, you have to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. But everybody has exemptions. And instead of everybody exercising their right on these exemptions, they have kissed the ass of the government. This astounds me. I hope the government washed their ass for you before you kissed it, because you might spread COVID. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. You know, an exercise here on the general population to keep on further keeping you in a state of complicity. Everybody's afraid to make a stand. You know why? You figure if you be quiet, it'll all go away. It ain't going to go away. It's going to go so far up your ass, they're going to be able to count the cornflakes you ate the night before. That's how far deep they're going to be inside of you. Because you want to be compliant. If you're looking for a soft-spoken language tonight, go to another channel. End the story. This is what they're doing. And this is not just being done in Canada. It's being done all over the world. But more and more European countries are protesting. More and more European countries are waking up. I wish to hell the rest of Canada and the rest of the United States would wake up to. We are the dumbest of the dumb. I got to tell you, North America is the dumbest of the dumb. They have Bill Gates and all the rest of them have a haven in North America. So as a result, they are trying to, again, they have a haven here. They can run roughshod here. Nobody's going to touch them. We need to do something about that. Throw them in jail, throw away the key, whatever. You know, that needs to stop. Bill Gates is out there ranting and raving. A guy who has no authority in anything. Has no authority in nothing. And I'm beginning to question some things of Trump. He stopped giving money to the WHO, gave it to the Gavi. Gavi gives it to Gates, and Gates gives it right back to the WHO. Something's a little bit fishy about that bullshit. When you read about all of this. Like I said, the United States is in a real pickle here between the choices that they have for office. Biden is a joke. He is the ultimate joke. And Trump is the ultimate salesman. So you have to decide, because if Biden gets in, he's not going to be running the country anyway. It'll be whoever is behind him that's going to be running the country. And Trump, well, Trump has been doing what he's been doing. So I'm not here to say that Trump is going to save anybody. I think just the opposite myself. There hasn't been a political leader since Kennedy in the United States that has actually gave a shit about Americans. None of them. They all talk a speech, they all do the song and dance, they all come out there and do the entertainment, but what really boils right down to it, if Kissinger advises the president to go start a war, Americans die for nothing. For nothing. How many wars have they been in the last 40 or 50 years, and it was all about supporting big corporations, big business, or big pharma? How many of those wars did Canada get involved with as well, and the rest of Europe? It's really a joke. It's really a joke. And it's not a funny one, because this is all about, again, keeping everybody in a state of hypnosis or enchantment. You're all being enchanted. Heebie, jeebie, jeebie, heebie. Keep these people stupid. You know, and it works. Nobody thinks one-dimensional thinking. They see the news and all they see is what the news is telling them. The one side of the story, the one side of the fantasy, the one side of the dictates that China wants everybody to hear and see. Controlled media, controlled facts, controlled propaganda. This is what we're seeing. Why is the CBC complying with this bullshit? Because China probably gave the CBC a shitload of money to keep on propagating this nonsense. Tam Tam the scam, what is she? Or what is it? Sorry, not a she, that's insulting women. What is it? A transgenic reject from a test tube that came from Asia? Go back, take your shit and go home. You know, but that ain't happening because we have no parliament. And because we have no parliament, now China is calling the shots in Canada. Imagine that. Why does some health official who doesn't have enough brains, two brain cells to create a spark, not enough brain cells to create a spark of electricity, is going to tell people you need to wear a mask while you're having sex, you need to do this, and the phony baloney horseshit about the whole mask concept? This is not an authority. This is just somebody they pay to go out there and tell a lot of bullshit. And people, again, are falling for it. Anybody can go online today. Anybody can go on the internet today and get documentation printed up saying that you're a professional somebody or something. That you're certified to do this or to do that. I know some people in the health food industry that have done just that. They have propagated some documentation to make them look like they're some sort of PhD, BS, or whatever in some kind of medicine or medicinal field. And so that gives them credibility when they start to sell their garbage and their shit that they sell to the general population. This is real. This is why when I hear a lot of these people getting on, they're saying that they're doctors and they're this, and I don't believe nothing. I've been in this game long and too long. I have seen the bullshit this game offers. There is absolutely no credibility to most of these doctors. Most doctors don't have any information on health whatsoever. They practice medicine, not health. Their job is to get you on medications, not supplements. And again, they have basically muddied the waters with the with doctors wearing long coats and white coats, and that they're going to save the day, they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and this is healthy and this isn't healthy, you should take this supplement, because some of these doctors are being endorsed by these companies to sell these products, and a lot of these products are contaminated with all kinds of garbage, and yet they still sell it to you. Why? Because they don't give a shit about you. It's just about the dollar. It's just about the money. It's just about how they can manipulate the market, the product, in order to get you, again, involved in buying the product. This is another form of social engineering. It's the social engineering is a Hitler dogma or procedure, where if you tell a lie, a big enough lie, you tell a big enough lie for a period of time, a long period of time, eventually the general population will believe you. This is called, again, you know, the experiment, you know, social engineering. The whole concept of social engineering, this is what they've been doing. They've been engineering the society to go in a direction that they have planned for them in order to get them to obey and comply. And then they keep on pressing this. Okay, we're going to go back to stage two. Ford is going to bring us back to stage two, probably about mid-October when the flu season comes. Oh, the numbers have gone up. Oh, the numbers. Oh, we're dying. Oh, geez, the numbers. Oh, the numbers. We're going to have to kick everybody back to stage two. And when that happens, if everybody's still willing to comply to this bullshit, okay, small businesses are going to drop like stones. Big businesses are trying to protect their investments in the big business. See, anybody who's got a small business, for instance, if you got a dollar store of your own that's not a chain, what happens is you're now eating into that other dollar store chain's profit margin. I'll give you an example. Where I live here and where I stay and work in the neighborhood, there is a dollar store. He's been here about 20 years, and all of a sudden Dollarama popped up right across the street, thinking that they were going to drive him away. Instead, his sales have gone up 15 to 20% because of Dollarama coming into the neighborhood. It worked. It backfired. But he shut down during the first stage when they were shutting everybody down, and as a result, everybody was going to Dollarama. I told him if he had stayed open, Dollarama probably would have bought you out. Because, like I said, they were lined up around the block to go into a store, and they only were allowing like 5 or 10 people in the store at the time. This is going to go right back to that. Is this what you want? Do you want to go through this torture? Do you still want to be tortured? Because this is what this is. This is a form of torture. I'm going to take away your privilege. I'm going to give it back. Take it away. Give it back. Take it away. Give it back. And before you know it, you will be kissing their ass every which way but loose in order to have a steady consistency of whatever you were thinking is normal. And by the way, what is normal? Let me tell you what normal is. Normal is getting up in the morning to go to a job you don't like, to make money you need, to pay for your way of life. That's normal. And now you're wearing a mask in the process of doing what you're doing, and you're still being normal. Now, Silly Billy, Billy Gates, Billy Willie, the gatekeeper there, who's trying to, again, further, train you to be the dog or the cat or the little pet, so he's social engineering you. He comes out there and says, "Oh, the Trump should test the vaccines. No, don't test it. Just get them out to the people right away. This son of a bitch should be shot and pissed on, period. For what, I mean, just the crimes he's caused already. And we're going to sit here and just listen to this whack job who doesn't have any medical degree whatsoever. Can't even make a software program that he stole from somebody else. This is what everybody's listening to? This murderous bastard that went to India and Africa and South America and throughout the Caribbean, bringing his death vials with him, causing over 300,000 people in India to be handicapped for life. In Africa as well, he's murdered people in villages in Africa. Murdered them with these vials. And yet here he is walking scot-free, coming out on television to tell you how you should be just accepting his handout. This guy is a genocidist, planicidist. He doesn't care about you. He just wants to get rid of you. You're taking up valuable oxygen as far as he's concerned. And this is what everybody listens to. This is just so freaking mind-boggling. I listen to this, I look at him, and I just want to puke. Actually, I want to do something else, but I can't say what I'd like to do. But the idea of looking at that, looking at the test tube reject from a transsexual reject from a test tube. Oh, I look at that and I just want to just upchuck my cookies. Unreal. I mean, to look at that on any time of the day, and to listen to this. Are you kidding me? Some of you might say, you're being a little hard, blah blah blah. You know what? You need to hear it hard. You can't hear it soft because you'll go to sleep. You'll be snoring. You might get upset by what I'm saying, but too bad, so sad. You need to hear it. These demonics are what are telling you what to do today. These are demons. Whether or not you think so, these are demons, and they are basically guiding you into the abyss. This is where they're taking you. Seriously, think about this for 1 minute. You're breathing into a mask, collecting all this bacteria, fungi, whatever you're coming out of your mouth. The exosomes in your body are coming and they're attaching themselves to the inside of your mask, even those cloth ones that you're making, the bandanas or whatever. And then you're breathing these things, recycling this crap in there besides the carbon. The carbon will feed these things, making them spread throughout your body. Before you know it, you've got a cancer going on. All kinds of cancers, different types. Throat cancers, thyroid cancers, mouth cancers, face cancers, tongue cancers, eye cancers, sinus cancers, brain cancers, bronchial cancers, lung cancers, heart cancers, esophageal cancers, pancreatic cancers. I mean, the list goes on. Because you're recycling this poison in your body, yet you keep on perpetuating this complicity. For those of you who don't know what the word complicity means, let me break it down for you, because some of you don't know what it means. It means to go along without question, to accept undeniably, without questioning or asking any kind of questions or testing anything. You just accept it and you go along with it. It's almost like a pet dog or a pet cat. Once you teach it how to sit or walk when the lights go green, it does it automatically. This is what you're doing. The complicity of it all. So when we're seeing all this going on in Canada, there's a Charter of Rights link there as well. I put up there for you. There is Dr. Kaufman's perspective of what's going on. Even in Spain's mainstream television, they had a doctor come right out and call this out. Why is it Canadians as a whole are not seeing what's being said in Europe? I've talked to some people and they don't listen to anything but what's going on in Canada. Canada is an F-tard country. Run by F-tards, you know, and yet we got medical people, well-renowned medical people from the United States, all across Europe, Asia, Australia, everywhere, saying that this is a bunch of baloney and that this whole thing was, again, fabricated to, again, to social engineer you into China. You're becoming like China. That's what they're doing. The mask and everything about this is an exercise to convert everybody to think like China. You got Chinese military forces in Canada. I'm sure they're around the borders of the United States as well. They've been caught on film doing exercises in Salt Island, Salt Spring Island. So, you know, what is it going to take? You know, so when you're looking at the illustration of what's in the mask from a Petri dish, So when we're looking at all that's going on today in our country, as Canadians, we need to, you know, snap out of this enchantment. The government isn't going to take care of you. The government is social engineering you to become like China. We have an Asian transgenetic reject from a test tube telling us what to do and what is healthy, who doesn't have a hill of beans of information on knowing what is really going on. This thing couldn't probably tie its shoe if it had Velcro. You know, and it's giving advice. It's sort of like Bill Gates giving medical advice and has no medical background whatsoever. And yet everybody's listening to this moron. You know, it's like I say, it's just astounding. Now I'm going to give you a video. We're looking at testing it out. Someone's told me that it's bunk, but I put it out there anyway, because this will be an exercise for a lot of you to see this video. Somebody pulled one of those blue masks apart, set it up, and did a whole trial run where he tested the flash drive. It was empty. I mean, he could have switched it. It's possible that there was a switching that went on. And in there, he pulls out this, what appears to be a chip or some sort of transceiver inside the mask. Imagine that, being spied on while you're wearing a mask. Anyway, he hooks it up to a thumb drive, plugs it in, and all of a sudden you got all this data coming off your mask, where you've been, what you've been doing. You are being tagged and bagged already. Tagged and bagged. In other words, they're finding out everything about you, where you possibly could be going, what you could possibly be doing. And by wearing a mask, you're giving away personal data without you even being aware of it. Now, I'm not saying that this is real. I'm not saying it's false. What I am saying is you may want to look at this video. You may want to make an opinion about the video, good or bad. But before you make an opinion about the video, either way, why don't you see about doing what this guy did to test it to see if it is working. if it is real. See, it's easy to get caught up on fakery and fake news and all this bullshit. I mean, fake news. ABC, CBC, CBS, CNBC, the CBC, all fake news outlets, every one of them. It's a show and a distortion of reality. All those channels. The best thing you can do, if you want to stop the corona, the best thing you can do is turn off the television or throw it away. Strip it for parts and build something constructive with it. When, and I've said this before in another show, for those of you who are 50, 60, 70 years old, 80 if you're still alive, if they haven't killed you with the corona, all of us were exposed to the coronavirus back between 1963 and 1965. Which means if we're still alive today, that means we built an immune and an antibody in our bodies to fight off a coronavirus. Even if there has been some sort of modification to it, it has very little effect on anybody who's got the antibody. Now, the only people that may have been affected negatively by it are those people in their 80s who are already medicated and already having health issues. There, it seems, if you have been hit with the coronavirus, it could cause problems. Now, COVID-19 and the coronavirus are not the same thing. One's an actual virus and one is not. One is an identifier, one is a vaccine identifier, and one is an actual pathogen. I hate it when these activists get up there and they start using the term COVID-19 in conjunction with the coronavirus. This is an erroneous thing to be doing. It just keeps on confusing people. Okay? And just because you watch something on the YouTube doesn't mean you need to repeat it if it's wrong. I saw an activist talking about this, and see, when I see activists do this, in my mind right away I think they're either paid opposition or they're just shills. That's my first thing that comes to my mind. If it's a coronavirus, call it a coronavirus. COVID-19 is not a virus. It's a vaccine identifier. And that needs to be addressed correctly by anybody who's coming out here talking in terms of a pathology. A vaccine identifier is not a pathology. It is again, part of the social engineering to get you prepared to take the vaccine. Oh, you got COVID-19. It's almost like they're trying to manifest that you're all going to get the COVID-19 shot. Oh, you got COVID-19. So now when the shot comes out, the vaccine, you run right to it. Now you do have COVID-19 because now they have vaccinated you with an artificial intelligent chip. See, it's all about social engineering, turning you into China, having you surrender your democratic rights so that you can take on a communist paradigm. That's what this is all about, transitioning Canadians and Americans, because this is the last stronghold. This is the last stronghold, the biggest stronghold going. They just took out Australia. Australia's fighting back. Australia's got these UN police officers now with the Masonic symbols on their uniforms. You know, so we know that they are trying to take out all the Commonwealth countries. By the way, has anybody heard anything from the Queen? Has anybody heard anything from the monarchy about what's going on here? You know, shouldn't they be saying to the Commonwealth that they should stand up and sustain their freedoms? Shouldn't they be encouraging the premiers and the prime ministers to keep the democratic process alive? Australia is closer to China, so they're going to get hit first. And, of course, they disarmed them. Now, that's the next thing that will be coming in Canada. Oh, you should give up your guns. You really don't need them anymore. I mean, who's hunting? Really, who's going out hunting? You don't need to hunt. We got food at the grocery stores. Or some horseshit that will be coming up. You know, oh, the police are protecting you. We have your best interests at heart. Just give us your guns. You don't really need them. This is the bullshit that will come. Again, social engineering. Social engineering. You know, in other words, you don't need to defend yourself. Just become defenseless so that we can occupy you a lot easier. It'll be easier for everybody if you didn't have a gun. Because if you have a gun, you may actually shoot us and may actually kill some of us. So it would be easier if you didn't have a gun so that we can just occupy you. Just lay down. You know, be the pacifist that you are. Be the social butterfly. You know, be the new age, universal conscious horseshit, you know, about not hurting nobody and blah, blah, blah. Just be completely defenseless. We'll just come in and take you over. And then we'll take away your rights and your freedoms, especially in the perspective of what you believe and how you can worship. That's what they did to the Muslims in China. This whole thing about social engineering, this is who they practiced it on in China. Not every Muslim is a bad person. Always remember that. You know, just like not every Christian is a good person either. Remember that. People are people. No matter how you cut and slice it, people put on their shoes one leg at a time, and they tie their shoes one shoe at a time, and they put on their pants one leg at a time. People are people. Some are assholes and some are good people. And just because they have a title on them doesn't make them by right evil. A lot of Muslims were taken, they had their families taken away from them. They were persecuted. They were isolated. Then they were given the social engineering by the Chinese to start getting them to say what they want them to say and be programmed by the Communist Party in China. Is that what you want here in Canada? Is that what you want here in Canada? Seriously? Because Christians, I'm going to tell you something, you're going to be the first ones they're going to take out. First ones. Very first ones. The Zionists have made sure that Christians will be attacked first. And don't give me your bullshit about people of Israel. It has nothing to do with people of Israel. Zionists are Zionists and Israelis are Israelis. They're two different, entirely different things. So the Zionists have made it a point to make sure, and the Masonics and the Jesuits have made it a point to make sure Christians are going to be taken out first. So I said, your Christians are going to get slaughtered. But the one thing that this will do among Christianity, this will unite the Christians. Persecution has always done that. And the people of the Islamic faith will be right behind. Right behind. You know, and this is going to be a methodical removal of God. This is what this is all about. A methodical removal about God. And the last that will be removed will be the people of Israel. Not the Zionists, the people themselves. And it'll be the Zionists that'll take them out. You just watch. You just watch. This is not about anything or anybody in regarding to what's going on. This is social engineering. And this is what China did in China to a group of people that believed in God. Allah means God. That's all it means. Nothing special. It's just if you translate it directly to English, Allah means God. That's all it means. So don't get caught up on the television bullshit. There are Muslims out there who also would persecute Christians. I'm not denying that either, but there's a lot of them that would not. A lot of them do not want to even be part of some of the more radical aspects of that particular faith. A lot of them are moderate. A lot of them are educated. So don't put them all in the same basket. They're not the same. Just like Christians. You got some real Orthodox Christians, gung-ho, turn or burn type, and then you got moderates, and then you got liberals. And the moderates, again, are the ones that are educated and perceive things in just differently. We don't hate for no reason. We don't hate anybody. We don't make the judgments. We don't believe the television. Okay? Everybody has the right to choose whatever they want to choose. The idea of dialect and discussion, talking about Jesus as a witness for Jesus, that's, again, as a given. That's a total given. People who are going to accept or reject, again, that's a given. That's just how it goes. Remember what the Bible says, no man can come to me unless the Father sends them. So you can tell people all you want to tell them, but if God doesn't send them to Jesus, they're not going to really be paying attention. So all you can do is put the word out and see what happens. You know, none of us have the mind of God. So my point on all of this is social engineering, and this is what they're doing to us in Canada. Again, start thinking. I was watching another actress, and she was talking. Now listen to this, ladies. This is for you. Since you're the ones that bear the children, you're the one that collect the seed. They want you now that when you have a child, that you wear a mask. And so that when the child is born, the first thing he sees is a mother with a mask. Mother can't kiss the child because it's got this freaking mask on. Then they want you to put a plastic barrier between you and the child. So you can't bond with the child, so there is not connection because the state doesn't want you to have that bonding with the children. The state wants to take over your children. Now, I've had the fortune of seeing both my son and my daughter born. I was right there. I had the gown on. I was sitting right beside the doctor, both pretending we're Johnny Bench, waiting to catch the baby as it popped out. And there is no way a woman pregnant giving birth is going to be able to wear a mask. That is so effing stupid. And whoever came up with that, I think the women would deal with that one. You know, I think they would just they'll do whatever. Women can be brutal, you know, very brutal. So this is what they're doing. This is what they want to do. They don't want bonding between mother and child. They don't want bonding between dad and child. I got to hold my son right away. As soon as they wiped him down and away he was in my arms, my daughter, the same thing. Both of them I got to hold them within like seconds after they were born. They're going to take that away. They're going to take that away from the moms. Imagine that. Now, I already had a situation where somebody called me in Oregon. And they did that to her. Just gave birth, didn't want to vaccinate, took the child away. They stressed the mom, you know, and it almost caused the mom to mammary glands to dry up so she couldn't produce the milk. They kept the child away from her, you know, and then when I saw what was going on, I sent her the video because I said, you were a prototype. This is in America. This is in America, okay? Land of slave, ruled by the depraved. This is in America, okay? So, this is supposed to be the leader of the free world. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm excited about that one. Woo-hoo, leader of the free world. Taking away the rights of moms? Well, that's not something. Isn't that special? You know, imagine that. And this is the world we live in today. Social engineering. Turn off the fucking television. Turn off the fucking radio. Those are nothing but frequencies. And they affect your head. They program you and they keep you in the state of hypnosis or enchantment. They have enchantments coming from these devices. You need to turn them off. You need to throw them away. You need to keep your distance from that technology. That is nothing but a programmed device to alter you and again to social engineer you to believe in the mandates that they're trying to make law. It's also their design so that you would be socially engineered to sacrifice and release your rights. Let go of your democratic rights that you have. That again, you lose those. It will take a civil war to get those back. And if you can't stand up and fight now while you can, just by being a voice and holding your ground, you sure as hell are not going to hold a gun to your hand to defend your rights. That's how it rolls. That is how it rolls. We are living in that kind of realm today. Okay, this is the real, like I said, it's all about being socially engineered. And you need to, again, take a step aside or step back and observe what has happened. Has any of you, anywhere in North America, has anybody seen anybody drop dead? You know, has anybody seen anybody drop dead? No. Nobody. You know why? Because nobody's been vaccinated yet. If you listen to Silly Billy, 40% of you are going to be taken out with just one swift needle. In China, they dropped dead because of the vaccine. Had AI technology into it, and they hit them with 6G frequencies. It wasn't because of a 5G activating corona. That is so effing stupid. So effing stupid. I mean, the retardation of that statement alone is incredible. You know, it's incredible. You already had the antibody in you for the most part. So anyone born in the 60s who's gone through that would have passed the antibody. So the coronavirus has already been subdued by the body. And 5G cannot penetrate a lot of things. This is why they cut down trees. 6G, on the other hand, destroys the mitochondria. Hit the mitochondria of the heart, activate the AI technology, and you can kiss your ass goodbye. That's how that works. And when it comes out, it doesn't leave a mark. Doesn't leave a mark at all. All these reports have gotten everybody stuck on 5G. Wake the bloody hell up. The technology is far more advanced. They're not sticking with just technology. Technology changes every, 9 months, 6 months? 5G was probably already in place before they were even talking about it. Because usually by the time they talk about something that they're going to do, they've already had it in place or already have it made. That's always been the case. Like I said, the television does nothing but lie to you. It social engineers you. It keeps you on a social engineering path. You know, years ago, people believed in God. They read their Bibles and they tried their best to, you know, follow the main two commandments, love God with your whole heart, soul, strength, and might, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And everybody tried to get along and work together. And when those principles were in place, things were relatively peaceful. People coexisted, didn't matter what was going on. People, again, if something happened, people would get together and nip this in the bud. They would nip it in the bud. They put their heel to the throat of it, whatever it was, it would try to cause a problem, and they would take it out. We have become such wusses with anything because they have taught us to be tolerant. Tolerant, tolerant, tolerant. We should tolerate everything. I'm afraid that's not acceptable, not with me. Pedophiles want their rights to have sex with children. They're passing laws now to lower the sexual age of children down to 5 or 6 years old. In some places, you think this is normal? You think you should accept that? Imagine this, before you answer that question, imagine you have a 5-year-old son or daughter. Okay, you love your son and daughter to death, and then somebody comes along, because the educational system is now teaching your children at 5 years old how to masturbate, you know, what their genitals are all about, all the whole nine yards. And again, this sounds too strong for you. Go find yourself a wussy channel. This is where the rubber meets the road. Now your children are learning this shit in school. So some pedophile on the street comes along and says, hey, let me help you understand about your genitals. And all of a sudden the child says, oh, okay, because the child doesn't know any better. Because now he's been taught about something he didn't need to know or she didn't need to know. And then your child gets raped by a pedophile. And then when they go to court, the judge rules in the favor of the pedophile because now he has equal rights with any other kind of sexual deviancy that's gone on. Imagine that. Imagine that. How does that make you think? Am I shocking you? I hope so. Am I pissing you off? I really hope so. Am I making you meet the rubber where the road is? I damn well hope so that I am. Because I'm telling you, this is next. You will be social engineered to tolerate this bullshit. And again, if this comes to that point, our society is dead already. There's no saving it at that point. It's almost getting to the point now they're going to just take it from you with these masks. They have been conditioning you, again, social engineering you to be like Chinese. Oh, if you cross the jaywalk, you cross the street and you jaywalk, oh, we're going to shut down your money. You can't go to the bank. You can't drive the bus. You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, you're going to have to pay penance because you broke the law. This is what you want? You want to have some drone call you by name? Oh, you broke the law. You're jaywalking. We're going to shut down your bank account. You won't be able to buy anything. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. You know, because in a digitized society where they're social engineering you to accept, become socially digitized so that you don't have to carry cash, because cash could be problems. Cash gives you power and freedom. Cash gives you the ability to go buy what you want, and if they want to take away your rights, you say, F you, I have cash, baby, and I'm going to buy whatever the hell I want to buy. That's how that rolls. See, if you socially engineered to accept things by the government, who has never told you the truth anyway, you will suffer the dire consequences of that decision. This is what's going on. You're already suffering. A lot of you say you can't breathe and you still don't take off the frickin' mask. This is what gets me too. I can't get over that. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. But I gotta keep my mask on. Are you effing stupid? Are you effing stupid? If you can't breathe, pull the damn thing off. It's an exemption. You have, especially in Canada, okay, I got to speak on behalf of Canada here because I don't know about the United States, but I would imagine it would be the same thing there. If you can't breathe with the mask on, that is an exemption. You don't need to wear the bloody thing. You know, again, some of you are so afraid to move in that direction, yet you'd rather hurt yourself than to stand up for yourself. I mean, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Oh, you know, they tell me, it's the law, the mandate, oh, I gotta wear a mask, but I can't breathe, but I gotta wear it. I mean, effing stupid. Seriously, if you can't breathe, take the freaking thing off and don't put it on a child under 2 years old. I see that walking down the street, man, my blood just starts to boil. I can't believe this. I'd like want to go and just, you know, give them what for across the chops. I mean, it's maybe smack some sense in them. They're not, but again, they got everybody so frickin' petrified of over these frickin' masks. You got exemptions. Use the bloody things. Because you know what? If you don't use them, you're going to lose them. Just like everything else you're going to lose. That's reality. Either you exercise your rights or you don't have any. That's the way it goes. And somebody said, well, I'm afraid to exercise my rights. Well, shit, grow some balls and do it. That's all you got to do. Just stand your ground. If anybody says anything to you, why don't you ask them first if they have a brain? Have they actually done any research on these masks? And the side effects. And if you got some pictures, show them pictures of what happens when you wear a mask. All the bacteria and shit that grows. You're going to see that if you open up the link. You will see it. Oh, ho, ho. You will see it. You're going to see it. Now, hopefully, that'll, you know, maybe break the social engineering program that you're on. Or at least start breaking it. Maybe break that enchantment. You know what? I'll tell you the best way to break an enchantment. Okay. I'll give you a little tidbit. How to break an enchantment. You know how you break the enchantment? You have a one-on-one with the Great One. That's how you break the enchantment. Not with me. I'm not the Great One. The Great One I'm referring to is Jesus. That's who I refer to as the Great One. Now, have a one-on-one with the Great One and ask him to help you break the enchantment. You might be surprised. You might actually be surprised how he may actually stand in the gap and break that enchantment so that you, your eyes and your mind and your spirit and your soul will open up. Ask him, God, can you help me break this enchantment? See what happens. Test it. I always say, Bible even says, test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Give it a test. Give it a test, you know. Ask him to help you break the enchantment. That's what I would tell you to do. That's my biggest suggestion. Because I think everybody that I know that isn't afraid believes in God in some way, shape, or other. You know, some call him Source. Some call him God. I call God God. Some call him Father. Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Abba. Some call him Creator. You know, whatever. Those people who seem to have that belief or that faith or that connection with God on whatever level, okay, seem to be able to hold their ground. And this is why they came out with a vaccine to take away the God gene for those people who believe in God. You know, this is why they did this. You know what? I just have two words for them. And they start with F-R-O. That is my point to all of you. If you're that afraid, seriously, it wouldn't hurt to have a one-on-one with the Great One. Then you can maybe have a certain sobriety in your thinking. Maybe begin to realize how you've been socially engineered. you don't have the luxury to stay that way. Alrighty, I always say at the end of these shows, you know, check out the links. And the links, you've got people there who are active. You got Shy in Israel, you got Brian396, you got Yanni, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Energy down there as well. You got myself. If you can help anybody out financially, I suggest you do so in order for them to be able to sustain whatever. Now, if you can't, again, not the end of the world. Would encourage you to at least then share the information, pass it around, get it out to those people who especially were not awake, get it around to those people who have been socially engineered so that they can, again, have a certain level of sobriety before this becomes a lost cause. Before this becomes a lost cause. The premiers in Canada don't give a shit about the citizens of this country, and they will sell you to the highest bidder. If they get $5 million from Bill Gates to promote the agenda that Bill Gates wants, they're sold. These are nothing but whores and prostitutes. That's all they are. That's all they are. Lobbying groups come along and they pay these premiers big bucks to pass laws on behalf of the lobbying group. And Bill Gates is a lobbying group all by himself. And if he puts them on their payroll, they will dictate policy. And what will happen... if everybody says, no, we are not complying, we are not going to comply, and press charges and press a legal lawsuit against these people who are propagating this, then guess what? It's going to it'll neutralize what they're doing. It will neutralize what they're doing. And everybody, and as, like I said in the last show, take your mask, wipe your arse, and send it to your mayors, send it to your premiers, send it to your governors, send it to your council people. Tell them what you really think about the mask. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. I also say, at the end of these shows, read the Gospels. Start reading the Gospels. You know, read what Jesus had to say. You know, get in tune with that. I cannot stress it enough. For a lot of you, it will be a comfort. You know, read what he has to say. Yeah, and again, let me reiterate something. You are now getting the God program, what I call the God program. The download from God is what I call it, or the upload. And since you've been in the devil's download, all you know is the devil's program. So if you are trying to get God's program going, okay, it's going to take practice. Don't give up. Don't let it go. Just keep reading it. King James is the Bible I read. I started off in RSV. Other people have started off with different Bibles, and they graduated to the King James. Find one that you can understand. I usually sometimes encourage using the Amplified Bible. That one gives you a variety of different angles to understand the scriptural references. But again, read these things, read what Jesus had to say, and then again, this will help break the social engineering that you've got going on. It's going to take time. You're not going to be a biblical scholar overnight. And I'm telling you to read it for yourself before you allow anybody to influence you in what they think. Okay? Read it for yourself. Everyone is starting from some different venue in life. Doesn't matter where you're starting from. I don't care where it is you're starting from. The Bible will meet you where you're at. And as you grow and evolve, so will the understanding of the Bible. It's just the way it works. You know, the Bible says the Spirit quickeneth. So as the Spirit makes things aware to you, you'll start to grow. You know, read what Jesus had to say. And I always say, you know, we are still here. By the grace of God, we are still here. So until the next segment... as long as God keeps us here, to your health. We'll see you then.